sour milk is called?
Buttermilk.
Okay, this is a little bit different.
Clabber?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Clabber?
Uh-huh. And what's the kind of cheese that comes from clabber?
The kind of cheese that comes from clabber?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hoop? Is it a hoop cheese? Is that?
I don't know. It's a very common kind of cheese under one name. It's white. It's a kind of bumps in. Okay, cottage cheese.
Okay, cottage cheese.
Have you heard cottage cheese?
Yes, yes, yes. 1,000 times, but I didn't know where it came from.
I hope you heard it called anything else. What do you call food taken between regular meals?
Snacks.
Alright. If food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
Cooked and served a second time.
And reheated.
Reheated, yeah.
Would you call it, have you heard warmed over, or would you not use that?
Reheated is more.
Oh, reheated is an answer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Right. What do you call peas, beets, beans, corn, the whole thing together?
But do I call them together?
What's the word for them?
Food? No?
Without meat. What are they? They are...
What types of food?
Yeah,
starch?
They're not fruit.
Vegetables?
Yeah. You're trying to make this too hard.
Am I really?
Yes.
I think you're right.
I'm looking for just everyday words.
Yeah.
Okay, vegetables are grown in a...
garden?
Why is that particularly southern food that's white made of ground corn and boiled
bread? Grits.
Yeah. And how about if you have the whole grains of corn are left there? It's like grits only in summer. It's not ground up as much.
Corn not ground up as much, not grits?
It's grits, but it's just... it's
hominy?
Yeah.
No, because it looked kind of lumpy.
Yeah, that's why. They got the whole grain.
Yeah.
All right, what's the kind of starch? It's a vegetable. It's a staple of the Chinese and Japanese.
Rice.
What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages that they do up in the mountains?
Moonshine?
Okay.
White lightning?
Mm-hmm. What do you call anything else?
Shinny?
Yeah.
Explode? Did you ever hear the term splode?
I thought you were reading.
No.
Yeah, I got splode right here, but I've never gotten it before. That's
neat.
Who says that?
I heard it in up around Ashland, Alabama.
Really?
Around Talladega, yeah.
Yeah, we were given it as a possible response,
yeah.
But nobody said it.
Let's go get some splode.
Splode?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where it came from, that word?
No, but after tasting it one time, I can understand why.
Oh, really? How about, have you ever heard it called
Busted?
Pop School? How about homebrew?
Yeah. But that, well, yeah, homebrew. That is an untaxed, homemade type of thing.
How about shinny?
Yeah,
I said
shinny.
I'm asking you, does that come from moonshine?
Yeah.
Maybe that comes from explode.
Yeah. Some of those things do. I think that's where the name comes from. It tastes like